Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? A super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel and comment there, you can do that as well. Missed the first hour. Pretty much all Texans. So we'll move on to the other games here. Some news real quickly, though. Saints claim Janoris Jenkins off waivers. So obviously the Texans did not put in a claim. Josh Gordon suspended again. I think he's done.
What a dope. I mean, at some point you just don't care.
Right.
And I think he doesn't care. And everyone, like, I don't think he's really that good of a player anymore. He hasn't done very much at all for Seattle. I think he had one catch this weekend. I mean, he's just a guy at this point, and he's just a guy who's not really worth the headache that he brings. No. And I'll be honest, man, I'm not some pearl clutcher when it comes to marijuana by any means. But if you care about weed more than you care about your seven-figure job, I don't feel sorry for you. If you really love weed more than you love that money, cool, go have the weed and leave the money. You made that choice.
Of course, you kind of need the money if you want to get the weed.
I think he's got enough banked that he can probably.
Does he though?
Just lay around the house and
you think
Cheetos
about all the times
high.
He's been suspended. I don't know how much money he's actually made.
I don't know, but I listen, man. This is a guy who this is his seventh suspension, and we've talked about this. I think we talked about it the last time. You almost have to try to get suspended by the NFL for weed.
Well, once you get as deep as he does,
yeah,
it's different.
But it's very difficult to even get to that point where you're getting suspended. You get chance after chance, and then finally they're like, all right, dude, that's enough. And then they tell you when your test is coming, and he still doesn't care. He just doesn't care, and that's cool. If that's the life he chooses, cool. Like I said, I'm not some anti-pot guy like thinks that, you know, it's the devil's lettuce or anything like that. If I've got a job and my job says you can't smoke weed and I like that job, I like the money, guess what I don't do? Smoke weed. I just don't.
And the Chiefs claimed Terrell Suggs off waivers, another guy that...
The Texans clearly didn't claim.
Yeah, which... Okay, and he said he wouldn't play unless he wound up in Baltimore, but so what? I mean, what's the risk there? Okay, so you don't pay him if he doesn't play.
Janoris Jenkins said that?
No.
Oh, Terrell Suggs said
Suggs
that.
Suggs said that. So.
Okay.
So the Saints get Jenkins. So, and then one thing from the text line, Mark wants the birthday shout out. He's one of the Iowa Hawkeye Blitzers, which we have more Hawkeye Blitzers than you would think, believe it or not.
All right.
So there's your shout out. Good week to have a birthday. So apparently the Seahawks, Chiefs, and Saints all put in a waiver claim who ended up with the Chiefs. So
the Seahawks who?
The Seahawks, Chiefs, and Saints.
Okay.
All put in claims for Suggs. Ravens did not make a claim.
Oh, well.
Well, because if you're the Ravens, why claim him?
Right.
If he clears,
last in the line.
Yeah, if
anyway.
He clears, you can just sign him to whatever you want. So there you have it. Bernardo says this time he got suspended for PED, not weed.
No, it's all under one umbrella now, so they don't have to announce what it is. It's one or the other, but it's all under one mass suspension label. It's performance enhancing or recreational drug use. So it could be either or. It doesn't really matter. He's a dope.
Yeah, that's my asking any hockey plays tonight. Not tonight. I will probably have at least one tomorrow. And you'll have to listen to the show. Please quit DMing me on Twitter asking for hockey plays. I don't use Twitter for that.
Ask him for nudes.
And I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but if you want the plays, you got to listen to the show. It's that simple. I mean, the show pays the bills. Twitter doesn't pay me bleep.
So, they should.
Well, they don't.
You're very influential.
Well, so, I mean, I'm giving away free plays. All I ask is that you listen to the damn show. I don't think that's too much to expect. So, eventually I might start putting them on Sports Map, but, I mean, you know, they're... I like help.
Sports Map does pay you money.
Yeah. I like helping the people out, but I think, you know, I've been getting just inundated with DMs and stuff. Oh, I missed your hockey play. Well, listen to the show. That's all. I'm not asking for much.
I guess we should have asked Lance, because I didn't even consider that when we're talking about all these teams or all these running backs that are going to be available this offseason and who's really going to be paying these guys, I didn't even think about the fact that to ask Lance how many running backs could he see going in the first round? Because yeah. I'm guessing there's one or two, because there is every year.
Yeah. Well, we'll have plenty of time for that. And then somebody mentioned Austin Eckler's a restricted free agent. I don't see him getting away from San Diego.
They know what they've got. He plays for the L.A. Chargers, Fred. Stop doing that.
They're San Diego to me. Mama called him San Diego. I'm going to call him San Diego. I have not turned the page. I don't know why. They've been the San Diego Chargers my entire life. And now suddenly I got to call them L.A. They're just the Chargers.
Well,
hey, man, that.
Are the Raiders still going to be Oakland to you?
I don't even know what the hell the Raiders are, because they moved to L.A.
Their ownership doesn't care. They're like, are you feeling any nostalgia? And he's like, no, not really.
Yep, we're out of here.
Did this in the 80s. All right. So, no.
We'll go through all the other NFL games when we come back.
All right, I'm going to tell you about my computer career. 2019 was another year of get out of this bad job someday for you. Well, why haven't you considered an IT career? If it's because you're not a math whiz or a computer genius, that's okay. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. And helping people start an IT career from scratch is what they do. You could start yours in as little as 4 months. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. And you could be well on your way to an IT career in months, not years. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. And you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And then after you graduate, they're going to help you out, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go make new year, new career your resolution. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Campus or online classes meet just twice a week. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. As long as it didn't involve betting, I had an awesome weekend. Let's go through the other games. Obviously, we've talked enough about Texans, Titans. Patriots 34, Bengals 13. And
took them a while to get going, huh?
It did, but it wasn't exactly Tom Brady that got going in that game. And unfortunately for my fantasy game, it wasn't Julian Edelman either.
I guess I'll keep saying it until everyone else realizes that I'm right about this. The Patriots offense isn't good. It's just not good. And I'm telling you, they're going... I still think they're pretty good defensively. But they're going to have problems scoring points come playoff time, because it's not getting better. And I saw something today that every playoff caliber team is interested in Antonio Brown except the Patriots. You know who should probably be the most interested in Antonio Brown is the Patriots. I get that they've got their... they need to realize right now they're not good enough.
Yeah, and that would make a huge difference. Although I don't know if it's lack of receivers or if it's Brady at this point.
I don't know what it is either.
And maybe the guys just lost it.
It's so funny that people were like fighting with me on Twitter after the Texans game when I was like, that's just not, this isn't the same guy. This isn't the great Tom Brady. He looks average. And it's another week going by where it's like, yep. And think about that. In that Texans game, he threw for 320 yards.
Yeah.
He still didn't look great.
No, but I mean, now, and two of those were against that stupid prevent defense.
Yeah.
Two touchdown drives.
Now, the other four games in the last five, 215 yards, 190 yards, 169 yards, 128 yards. I mean, that's their offense. Oof.
Somebody says, you both expect the Texans to lose badly and kind of sound disappointed it didn't happen. I'm not disappointed at all. I'm disappointed in some things that the team did.
I didn't say. If I expected the Texans to lose badly, I would have bet on the Titans. Yeah. Dope.
Yeah. I just have to read one stupid text a day.
Look at the Tom Brady QBR last five games. 32.2, 37.9, 28.1, 39.5, 35.9.
Well, I saw a stat line that basically said he and Mitch Trubisky have been the same guy, which ought to tell you something.
Jeez, man. Again, you can look at the past all you want, but right now it ain't pretty.
Well, and that's the thing. Time catches up with everybody.
Yep.
Buccaneers, 38, Lions, 17. And I ran into the Jameis Winston train in fantasy.
Oh, RIP, man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, well, I finished second.
Yeah, the Lions, the Bucs jumped out to a big lead. I think it was 21-0. And then the Lions actually showed a little bit of fight, and it was 21-14. They're driving, and David Blough throws a pick six. And just all the momentum the Lions had died right there, and the Bucs just rolled them. So I actually thought that that's another bet that I lost. I thought the number was a little too juicy there. I wasn't going to bet the Lions, and then it was six before kickoff. And I was like, all right. And, yeah, the credit kudos to the Bucs. That's a big win on the road.
Hymus. 28 of 42 for 458, four touchdowns, only one pick.
That's a good day.
Which is very good for him. QBR of 82.1.
The Bucs are going to end up paying him.
Yeah, they're going to have to, I think.
It's crazy.
I a lot of credit to Bruce Arians, who does really well with quarterbacks. I think he's gotten a lot out of the guy. That'll be real interesting to see next week how many interceptions he throws, because that'll determine whether the Texans win or not, in my opinion. Packers beat the Bears 21-13. I think we can dust in the wind for the Bears now, finally.
Yeah, but the Bears, I mean, they had a chance at the end of that game, and Aaron Rodgers wasn't a world beater by any stretch. That's another offense that I kind of worry about the Packers. So I still think that they're overrated, but I just was never a buyer on this Bears team. I just think Mitch is so inconsistent and just such a turnover machine.
The big talk next year will be who winds up playing quarterback for them, whether it's Cam Newton or Phillip Rivers or one of these other guys. Chiefs 23, Broncos 3 in a snowstorm in Kansas City. Apparently, last week it was the equipment that didn't get there on the time. This week I saw people tweeting out at 10 a.m. that there were players that weren't there. It's like, the later you get, the real problem becomes fan traffic.
Yeah.
So I guess they all got there on time, but I thought the Broncos would show a little more here, but,
I mean, Drew Locke, after what he did last week, you just assumed, well, the Chiefs defense it can be had.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs defense was dominant that entire game. I mean, when you're talking about 250 yards of total offense for the Broncos, and Mahomes, no problem with the snow. He was chucking it around, looked super comfortable in it. The Chiefs are starting to round into kind of what we expected them to be preseason.
Healthy Tariq Hill makes a big difference on that team. And because when you have him and Kelsey, you've got weapons on different levels that you can use. And it's Mahomes takes advantage of that. And that was a big performance by him.
I also think that the fact that their defense is averaging giving up about 9 points a game the last 3 weeks, they're starting to figure things out a little bit. They're starting to to play a little bit better on that side of the ball, which makes you feel comfortable with them. Because this team, when they're giving up 30-something points, they're beatable. If that team is holding you to 14 or less, it's gonna be hard to beat the Chiefs.
I think that's your AFC sleeper team. They're not much of a sleeper.
Yeah, I mean, they were the preseason favorites. So
yeah, but I mean, right now you wouldn't put them ahead of the Ravens.
Definitely not. And I still like the Ravens more than I like them.
Giants,
despite the fact that the Chiefs beat the Ravens. I'd take the Ravens today.
Giants beat the Dolphins 36-20. I was on the Dolphins on this one, so
I was on the right side one of the few times this week. Eli moves to 500 for his career. So 500 is his all-time record. Two Super Bowl wins, and that's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he'll get in. Eagles beat the Redskins. We talked about that a little earlier. That was kind of a sick beat if you were on the Redskins.
Crappy.
Can I say one positive?
Yeah. I'll hear it.
Big day for Greg Ward Jr., who's
caught the winning touchdown.
Yeah, and he's had a rough run there. He's been cut a bunch of times, and he's a really good kid and a really talented kid. I'm glad to see him stick with it. And and with all the struggles the Eagles have with wide receivers, I don't know why they haven't given the guy a chance sooner.
I don't either.
Because he can play. But good for him. Seahawks go in and beat the Panthers 30-24. Kind of depends on what number you got on this one, as whether you were happy or not.
I was pushy.
I think most people were. It was six, between 6 and 6.5.
So. But I also had the Chiefs in a teaser, and that part was good. Unfortunately, I had them in a teaser with the Chargers.
Jaguars 20, Raiders 16.
That one hurt.
Ugh, what the hell happened there? I mean, 16-3. I think it's over. I'm not even looking at the game.
That game went exactly how I thought it would go for three quarters.
Yeah,
and just a total melt by the Raiders. Who, you know what? It may be that they've got to move on from Derek Carr. I mean, I wouldn't have thought it, but that may be the case at this point.
Well, and all the love John Gruden was getting when they were having a winning record.
They were 6-4, right?
Yep, 6-8 now.
And eliminated.
The Cardinals beat your beloved Browns 38-24.
The Browns cap off a winless a decade where they couldn't go over 500 once. That's pretty incredible.
Are you shocked?
No.
Me either.
No. And every year when people are like, it's the Browns' year. No, it's not. They're the Browns. I'll believe it when I see it. Just like the Yankees are going to finish below 500 this year. Remember there was a couple years where Vegas was like, Yankees total for wins is 81. Okay, over. Because it's every year they do it.
I feel bad for Browns fan because they really do have good fans and they keep getting these garbage teams. And my concern
they
with
have a dummy coach.
Well, that's the thing. My concern all along was Freddie Kitchens as head coach and Baker Mayfield as quarterback. I don't know that those are two guys that you can win with. And certainly not together. Vikings 39, Chargers 10. We talked about this one a little bit in the first hour.
That one is unbelievable to me because their box scores are just so similar. And it's 344 total yards for the Vikings, 345 for the Chargers. 18 first downs for the Vikings, 17 for the Chargers. 32 minutes of possession for the Vikings, 28 for the Chargers. One turnover for the Vikings. Seven turnovers for
and
the Chargers.
There's
your game, folks.
Yep. Cowboys, boy, I didn't see this one coming at all. I mean, they just destroyed the Rams. Best offensive performance of the year by the Cowboys, and the Rams were just garbage. It was the exact opposite of how I thought that game was going to go.
Yeah, that was, obviously, if you're on the Rams side of it, you were frustrated mostly with the fact that there was never really time to get a running game going. And on the other side of the ball, the Rams could not stop the run. And early in that game, they were going right at Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And that Cowboys offensive line handled their business. So big day for the Cowboys. 263 rushing yards. Zeke could have had, I don't know how many. They basically, he didn't even play late in the game. Tony Pollard was in there, and he got 131 yards. If you had Zeke in fantasy, you were pretty happy. 117 and two touchdowns. Could have been even happier.
Yeah. Basically, the good news was I was able to tear that ticket up at halftime. So
yep, it didn't take long. You probably halftime. They were still alive at the end of the first quarter.
Falcons, 49ers. We also talked about a little bit in the first hour. Just a kind of a moose beat there. If you were an underplayer,
yeah. So sorry, guys. That's on me because I was an overplayer. But that's a maybe a little bit too cute. Shanahan coming back, same Shanahan that blew the Super Bowl, got a little too cute and gave away a game here. And obviously the magnitude of this game is significantly less, but manage the clock, learn when you need to run the ball.
Fortunately for the 49ers, they still control their own destiny, but so it's not in the grand scheme. It's only a bad loss if they lose another game.
You control your own destiny, but you control your own destiny now and have to win at Seattle to...
Yeah,
you know,
but you were probably going to have to do that anyway.
Maybe so.
And then the Bills beat the Steelers last night 17-10. And how about those Bills making the playoffs?
Yeah, the lowly Bills. And as if the playoffs started today, Bills-Texans.
Yeah.
Right here at NRG.
I'd be intrigued by that game.
Be interesting for
sure. Bills should have beat him last year here.
Yep.
But yeah, that would be a pretty good football game. So all right, that's your games. It's all of them.
And Army Navy. Womp womp. I wish I could give some excuse as to why Navy was able to win that game. Army was up 7-0 and I was like, oh, they had like an 11-minute drive in the first quarter. 11-minute touchdown drive. I was like, oh, yeah, baby. It's happening. And they didn't score again. They got...
And RJ going against the trend.
Did not get there.
No, I would have thought it would have.
When you look at the box score, it should have gotten there. But, yeah, that's a tough one. And if you're if you had Army first half, you lost on, like, the crappiest trick play, like weird touchdown pass, like where the ball's thrown sideways. I mean, just gross. But congrats, Navy. Good for you. All right. If you're ready to heat things up this Christmas, Pajamagram knows how to do it. Pajamagram not only has the super cozy, world famous hoodie footy, which will keep her warm and keep her cozy. And when she's cozy, you know that's great news. But there's also some stuff on there for you. If you're looking for something that you find a little bit sexier, they've got it. They've got something for everybody. Whoever you're shopping for, they've got something there at Pajamagram.com. And every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which is amazing for me because I can't wrap a present. Although I saw something on the internet today that looks like maybe it can be easier than I thought it was. But either way, they're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas, guaranteed. You're risking nothing, guys. And how about this? They're celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy. So right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on adult-size Hoodie Footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use the code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
And we're back on the Blitz. Joe Smith re-signs with the Astros for two more seasons. So there's one of your relievers. We were just talking about this off-air, but basically the playoff races are... all but decided.
All but. So in the AFC, Patriots, Chiefs, Ravens are in. There is some... the Bills could win the division, the AFC East. But I think that would only happen if the Patriots lost to the Dolphins. So we'll just call the Bills a wild card. And then the Texans-Titans division winner is in. And then the second wild card is between the Steelers and the loser of that division. So you basically got four teams in and three teams playing for the last two spots, the Texans, Steelers, and Titans. And in the NFC, Seahawks, Niners are in, Packers, Saints are in. The winner of the NFC East is going to be in. The loser is going to be out. The Cowboys or Eagles. And then the Vikings they're two games up on the Rams, who are technically still alive, but I mean, it's
Vikings are in. I think so too. I think that game yesterday was the death knell for the Rams.
Yep.
And if you're curious about the Steelers schedule coming in, they get the Jets this week at the Jets, which is not going to be easy for this team with
Duck
or whomever.
If they're throwing four picks, yeah.
And then at Baltimore, which might actually be better because Baltimore should have number one seed wrapped up by that game. You're not playing Lamar Jackson if you got it clinched. No. It would be silly. In fact, you should bench everybody who's important.
But you know what? The Ravens could beat the Steelers with Bob Griffin. I mean,
they could.
The Ravens are good.
They could, but I mean, and you can't bench everybody.
Right.
You got to play some of your guys. There's just not enough players on the roster. But so that's what they have. And of course, the Titans have Saints at home, and then Texans. So basically, the Texans win the division if they beat the Bucks, if the Saints beat the Titans, or the Texans beat the Titans the second time around.
Yeah.
So any one of those three things, which is, you know, I guess. Technically, they could still lose out.
Yeah.
I could see them losing at Tampa.
And here's where I fall on resting players once you've cinched up your playoff positioning. If you're the one seed or the two seed and you've already got a bye, I don't know that I want to rest everybody. I mean, unless I've just got guys who are super banged up. But I'm probably looking to keep my guys sharp. If I'm...
Yeah, see, not me. The last thing you want is Lamar Jackson to go out and blow a knee in a game that means
nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, I get that. But as far as anybody besides your quarterback, boy, I'd have a hard time sitting them because I don't want my guys sitting for 2 weeks. Like, whoever wins the Cowboys-Eagles game this week, if the Cowboys win the game this week, I mean... You know you're going to play next week. You know you're going to play where you're playing, who you're playing in the week one of the playoffs. That's the kind of team I would say, let's rest guys week 17 because they're locked in and they're not going to have a week off. But I think teams that are getting a week off already, sometimes it can be overkill, that rest.
Yeah, I'm just always err on the side of caution. And obviously you can't rest everybody.
Right.
But key guys, like if I'm the Ravens, I'm resting Jackson. I'm resting Ingram. I'm resting one of my cornerbacks for sure. You don't want to get, you know, you'd like to have, because that's important to have Smith and Peters healthy. But you can't rest much more than that. And just your key guys are the important. Like Hollywood Brown's not playing. I don't want that because I know that guy could snap at any second.
There are three teams in the AFC that still have a shot at the one seed. Patriots, Chiefs, Ravens. And in the NFC, there are five teams that have a shot at the one seed. Basically, everybody except for the Cowboys or Eagles.
Right.
Seahawks, Niners, Packers, Vikings, Saints still could get there.
And that's what will be interesting about the Titans-Saints game next week. That's going to mean something for both of them.
Yep.
And it kind of depends, though. I might be on the Titans next week, depending on what happens tonight.
What do you see in tonight's game?
I honestly don't have an opinion on tonight's game.
I don't think I do either.
I think the Saints win, but the number's pretty inflated. And, you know, I don't have, especially when I'm coming off a really bad day.
Yeah, I'm not looking to chase on a big spread on Monday Night Football.
No, and also just it's harder for me to find angles that I like. So I'm going to just, like I said, lick the wounds, regroup, and start looking at stuff tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll throw some things at the people tomorrow. But yeah, maybe the over if you have to play something. But I got nothing.
I would like the over to hit, and I would like at least one, maybe two touchdowns from Drew Brees to Michael Thomas.
Okay.
So let's cheer for that together.
Well, I'm not cheering for Michael Thomas because I'm playing him in fantasy, but I'm also...
Aren't you already dead?
Well, yeah, I'm losing. I've got, unless Jared Cook has a 5-touchdown game and Michael Thomas pulls his ankle, I'm dead. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can just help. You can be on my side
or
now.
Twist his ankle, whichever. I don't want him to die or anything, but.
So did your quarterback decision, it wouldn't have mattered, right?
No, it didn't make no difference whatsoever.
Okay. That's always good.
And I didn't. Well, the problem was Eckler didn't have a big game. Dalvin Cook didn't do anything. And Julian Edelman didn't do anything. And those have been, you know, consistent producers all year for me.
You know what killed me in fantasy? And I mean, I still. like I said, I'm still alive. I'm down 14 points with Michael Thomas to go. But I picked up David Njoku when he went off, when he got off of IR, and he played last week. And I was super excited because, oh, he's playing the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are basically, they're a touchdown machine for tight ends. It's free points. And so I had him in my lineup, and then, you know, I'm checking my scores, and all of a sudden there's an O or an NA next to David Njoku's name. I'm like, what's going on here? Coach's decision not to play, which, okay, no big deal. I'll just put Darren Waller back in. He's been my guy all year. But I click on him, and it won't let me put him in. I'm like, what's happening? I look at my clock, 3:05. I look at the start time for the Raiders game, 3:05. I know the game hasn't started because I'm looking at the TV. They won't let me put him in. So then I have to go hustle and pick up Nick Vanette from the Steelers, who got like 4 points or something. So it wasn't a total bust, but instead I missed out on 8-point-something points. I'd only be down 5 or 6 going into the night instead of 16, 14, whatever it is. So, yeah, to that I say, okay.
Hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah. Let me change my roster until the game starts, Yahoo. Garbage.
All right. We should take a break here.
Hey, what do you have a big special gym of the day picked out?
I've got a good one, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what it is on the break, and you can tell me if you like yours better.
Okay.
If you do, we'll use yours.
Well, I've already told you mine. I've been looking to get mine in for a couple days. Okay. And
yeah, let's
forgetting.
Do that one. I'll save this one for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because this will hold up. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we're back on the Blitz. ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 Days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away a complete shaving solution system from More Unique Skincare. At 5:52, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. The revolutionary 5-step shaving system, including HydroGlide Shave Gel, Razor Rash Relief Cream, Acne Wash, and more. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Head to moreunique.com to get your ultimate shaving solution system today. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Oh, I am so excited about this show, guys. It's going to be on TLC. It debuts Tuesday, January 7th at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So go ahead and write that down in your notebook. Put it in your calendar. Mark your calendars because we're all going to be talking about it. Fred, this is you too. I'm expecting you to come in and be ready to talk about this on Wednesday.
Not this Wednesday.
No.
Yeah.
No. Wednesday, January 8th.
Okay.
The show is called Hot and Heavy. And the premise of the show is that it will follow around three couples, Joy and Chris, Kristen and Rusty, Adriana and Ricardo. These are couples that fall under the category of mixed weight relationships.
Okay.
Where there is a very, very large woman and a not very large man.
So it's all the women are the big ones?
The women are the big ones.
I see. Why don't they mix it up a little bit?
I was curious about maybe that'll be season two, Fred.
I don't know. I'd like to see some hefty males with really good looking women.
That doesn't usually happen is the problem.
Well, if they have money, it does.
Yeah, but then it's just you feel bad for people. It's like, oh. There's nothing worse than like seeing a really attractive woman who's like at some point in her life made a decision where now she's got to have sex with a really gross dude. I feel bad for him.
I don't. Sometimes people right. just like each other.
That's true, but I mean, let's face it.
You like what you like.
That's pretty rare. But it says, Ricardo says, we're just two people that are different sizes, and I don't feel like there should be a stigma behind it. I absolutely love Kristen's size. I wouldn't mind if she was a little bigger, says Rusty.
Rusty.
Kristen is shown getting on a scale that says 329.4 pounds.
Okay.
And Rusty appears to be about a buck 35.
Oh, wow.
Buck 40,
so
maybe.
So she's almost three of him.
Yeah. TLC posted the trailer on Twitter and got mostly negative feedback. Excuse me, TLC. This is not healthy. You should not be promoting it. Thank you. Quit glamorizing obesity. What's with TLC and morbidly obese people? I can understand my 600-pound life because they actually want help, but morbid obesity is not to be celebrated. But there's a few people who said, hey, we're all attracted to different people. I'm going to love this show. I'm not going to sit here and judge. Whatever makes your clock tick, it's your life. Enjoy it. Love the one you're with. Enjoy the naysayers. I love it. I love the idea of it. I am thrilled about this show, and I hope it's a massive success. So
you know who's typing in stuff like, you know, you're celebrating morbid obesity? It's people that have two peanuts for lunch and one for dinner.
Yeah.
Or on the Peloton for an entire year.
I don't know why. But I love shows about really, really fat people. I love Celebrity Fit Camp when it was on. They got rid of it, which was really disappointing to me. I don't know if The Biggest Loser even comes on anymore. But
yeah, it's still around. I've seen ads for it.
I've watched it a few times. I do love that. I like it when the girls are so fat that they'll be like, oh, my God, I thought I was taking a dump and it was a baby. I had no idea I was pregnant. I mean, it's like, next thing I know, there's a baby in the toilet. When you're that fat and you don't even know you're pregnant, that's next level to me. And I'm really fascinated by it. So this show is right up my alley for sure.
Do you watch porn like that?
No.
Oh, okay, just curious. No. I mean, seem to like it. Seems no. like that would be an easy,
no,
easy way
I
to
only
avoid
like the,
investing time in a TV show. Is just, you know, click on... You know, hot and heavy porn.
I only like the emotional aspect of it. Like, I'm not physically attracted to it. I do like a nice, healthy, thick woman. But, you know, I'm probably middle of the road when it comes to that stuff. But I also don't like super skinny chicks either. I'm not an extremist when it comes to my ladies. But I do find it fascinating. And mostly because, I don't know if this is true. Maybe this is me stereotyping a group, which would not be fair. So, but from my television watching experience, fat people are extremely emotional. Like, really obese people are extremely emotional.
No, stop. Hey, this is TV. Everybody's emotional. That's why it's called drama. It's all overdone. You put anything on TV, especially these fake reality shows that you love so much.
The Biggest Loser is not
all
fake,
emotional.
Fred.
They're all
fake.
Emotional.
All right.
It's not just fat people who are emotional. I promise you.
Well, that's Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day that Fred is naysaying.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
That wasn't naysaying, but you. TV is supposed to be, they're not going to put couples on.
But
that
really fat people cry a lot publicly.
Well, I don't see a lot of that in public, but I'm not.
Well,
you
don't watch shows about
it. But you're watching TV. Of course they're crying in public. That's what they put them on there for. That nobody's going to make one of these shows unless they tell them, hey, okay, we want you to be really upset here.
Well, I think there's more crying in the ultra fat community than the regular, like, just regular fat to, you know, kind of skinny community.
Well, how many shows are there about those people?
A lot.
Like what?
Like every show that's not based specifically on gigantic people.
Like what? I mean, give me some specifics here, because I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to have to explain it to me.
Like Survivor or like Big Brother or The Amazing Race. Or, I don't know, I don't watch a whole lot of reality shows, but...
Most of those people are in shape because they're trying to live.
Right, and they cry less because, I'm telling you, there's a connection between emotions And
but that, it's just a different genre of ultra reality people. TV. Just like if you go watch Hallmark, everybody cries. Doesn't matter what size they are. That's what those shows are about. That's where some actress who used to be really good and now she's kind of gotten old and nobody pays any attention to her anymore, like Tara Reid or somebody like that. And she and some new guy moves into the neighborhood and they fall in love and she start and then all of a sudden there's something that, gets them apart and she cries and he cries and in the end they wind up together. And
they never cry. Well, what about on The Bachelor?
I don't watch The Bachelor.
Oh, this gives me a great idea. I don't know why this didn't come to me before. A show called The Fatchler, where it's a morbidly obese love show.
No, wait.
Oh, my God. This is going to make us so much money.
Let's take it a step further, though. Let's have the Bachelor himself has to be huge, right?
Yes.
But not all the women are.
No, they're all massive.
No, they all have something different about them.
No, wait. You make your own show. The Fatchler, everybody's fat.
Okay, so that'll be a failure then. No,
how?
Because you're not even going to listen to my idea.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
Well, because you haven't even
listened
to it.
You want mixed weight couples. There's already a show about this.
I don't want mixed weight couples.
TLC's already got the patent on it.
I want women with like a hair lip.
Fred, that's different.
How's that different?
We got to go to commercial. Fred, Aaron, don't ever upload Fred's last statement to Podcast Arena. That was horrible.
Because you're being so nice. Yeah.
People are morbidly obese by choice.
Not necessarily. Not everybody.
I mean, mostly.
Nah, not necessarily. Mm. And here comes the letters from the big people, says Big Dog. Correct.
All right. Do you love beer, Fred?
No, I can't stand it.
Do you love college football?
Can't stand that either.
Well, this contest isn't for you. If you love beer and you love college football, this contest is for you. You can enter the Carbach Field Goal Challenge. They're out in the beer garden. You're kicking for a chance to win tickets to the biggest college football game of the year in New Orleans. Here's how you do it. You show up at Carbach. You kick a field goal. Let's say you make it. Cool. You'll be entered into a drawing. If you get drawn, you get the opportunity to kick a field goal at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl at NRG Stadium on December 27th, where, I mean, historically fat kickers have kicked for the Aggies, and they're going to be there. Guys, you make the kick there, you win. You're off to the big game. There's three more dates to try to do it. This Saturday, actually, there's two more dates. There's December 19th from 6 to 9, December 21st from 2 to 6. You got to be 21 years old to do it. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with that contest, everything going on at the restaurant, the brewery, and their concert series. And when you're out and about this week, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.